Hey, beautiful people, this is your girl, Akia McDaniel of Holistically Being, making sure you tune in to my weekly podcast on implementing methods for a healthier mind, body, and spirit. We owe it to ourselves to live life in color and in high definition. Join me every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Blessings, beautiful people. Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of Holistically Being. Of course, I am your girl, Lakia McDaniel. And in case you forgot, this season's theme is all about sensuality. And we're going to dig into some more of it this evening, of course, with my special guest for today. And without further ado, I'm just going to go ahead and introduce her and bring her in because we have plenty to talk about today, okay? This young lady creates space for you to live orgasmically through your soul's desires. Miss Devi Maisha is a sensuality coach of an owner of Sensual Energy Alchemy. She uses her platform to shift minds and disrupt patterns that prevents us from expressing our authentic selves. As a sensuality coach, Devi also helps you to find your power through sacred sexuality, erotic play, pleasure, and sensual living. And I am so honored to have you on the show, Miss Devi. Welcome to Holistically Being.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we're just going to get right into it. The first question I am dying to ask is more like a request. Describe sacred sexuality and how us as sensual beings can benefit from it.
So sacred sexuality is really the understanding that sex is a way for us to commune with someone else, not just through the body, but it's a way for us to connect on a soul level and on an energetic level. Okay. Sacred sexuality is about seeing our divinity in each other. And this doesn't matter whether it's a one-night stand or, you know, 30-year marriage. It's about every time you interact with someone on that level that you realize you are accessing and interacting with the soul of who they are.
Absolutely. And it's all the more reason to be a little more selective with who we choose as our sexual partners, right?
I would say so. And also, even if you're, well, so here's the thing. When you're tapped in and tuned into who you really are, you'll know who not to sleep with. You'll know
that makes sense. Yeah.
To sleep with. A lot of people are having sex unconsciously.
Yeah.
So they're maybe using it as a way to relieve themselves of pain. They've had a bad day. They just want to have sex. They're feeling lonely. They just want to have sex. They want somebody to make them feel like they're worth something. They want to have sex. Mm-hmm. Those are low level reasons to have sex. It's still a connection nonetheless. But when you're clear on who you are and what you're looking for and what you're looking to get out of it, even if you're just kind of sleeping here and there, it's cleaner and you walk away, you know, feeling good because you know exactly what it was you were doing.
Right. Right. Because your true intention is to feel good. And as long as that is fulfilled, we're good.
Yes. If you're really looking to connect with another person energetically.
Yeah.
Then you're fine. If you're just looking for somebody to make you feel like you're special, that's not going to work out so well.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Okay. What does honoring your sensuality mean to you?
Honoring my sensuality means walking through the world, living as much as I can from my five senses or however many senses anyone has. So what am I listening to? What am I looking at? What am I putting on my body? What am I eating? What am I smelling? You know, all of the senses that we have.
Yeah.
That's our way to really have fun in this world and to play in this environment. And honoring my sensuality means paying attention to that and giving myself what brings me the most joy and the most pleasure.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you said that, because it's like when we hear the word sensuality and being sensual, it's like the physical aspect of sex and intimacy comes to mind first, you know, but not many people realize that it involves all five senses, and it involves, it's just all about being more attentive to our pleasure and what we get out of life, and receiving pleasure as a whole, not in just one aspect. Exactly. So yeah, definitely, definitely. What if there's someone out there who really just enjoys sex, period? Would you consider that as something that's overtly sexual, or is that kind of like a normal thing? What would you say to that?
Sounds normal to me. Everybody should be enjoying sex. Everyone should be enjoying it. You know, if you're going to have it, you should enjoy it. So I'd say that sounds really healthy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let me ask you this. I was going through your website and I came across something that really stuck out for me. And it was mentioning feeling power with our body. How do we do that? How do we feel power with or in our body?
So your power is your energy, and vice versa. It's really kind of the definition of energy is it is your power. For women in particular, I believe that our power base is in our sensuality. It is in our womb space. That is where magic is created. It is literally life comes through there, whether you had a hysterectomy or not. This is the portal into the world. Yeah. And so that is the base of our power. When we begin to treat that with reverence, again, through how we live sensually, and understand the depth of the magic that we have in us, then I think we can begin to shift how we see ourselves in the world. Tapping into that power looks like dancing. It looks like self-pleasure without toys. I think toys are wonderful, but there's nothing like touching your own body with your hands.
Yeah.
It looks like baths. It looks like dancing in the rain. It looks like all of those things that are feminine essence into, as you know, with who we are.
I love that. I'm glad you said dancing, because I've been doing a lot more of that lately.
Yes.
It is just something about moving your body that allows you to express yourself, you know what I mean? You're feeling more sexy, you know. You're not it's like you're not stagnant, you know what I mean? When you're moving around, and then when you're listening to that sensual sound that you're moving to, it really does something to you. It really does.
The dancing is for us. It's not for anyone else, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think also part of empowering ourselves, and I can't wait to ask you this and get your take on that, is our ability to love out loud and love without restrictions, which brings me to the next question of polyamory. Now, I know you talked about this before. You made some valid points, but I got to ask you. We know that, what's that child name? Willow Smith recently made headlines as far as, you know, practicing a poly lifestyle, and it highlights a couple things. One is that Black people actually go through it. You know, they're, you know, we often hear about our white counterparts, but Black people actually practice poly too. And two, it highlights how open or how we may not be open to the you know, considering it. And, you know, to be honest, it's not for everyone,
no, it's
including
not.
Me. But I know you have some take on it. So please share your thoughts on polyamory. And what do you think of people who are just really not saying, no, I can't do it? What do you think about that?
So to be clear, I am polyamorous.
Okay. Well, that's my birthday. Yes. Okay.
I am polyamorous, and to be polyamorous is to be in deep relationship with more than one person. It is. It does not always mean sex. One of the men who is in my life, we've never had intercourse.
Okay.
And people are like, well, how can somebody be your lover if you're not having sex? And I'm like, well, that leads to the root of the problem where we conflate sex with love, which is why when we start having sex with someone, we think they must love us. And really, it was just lust.
Okay.
Sex and love are two different things. There are people who love each other deeply, who don't actually engage in intercourse. And there are people who have lots of sex that don't love each other at all.
Okay.
So the two are not the same thing. So polyamory is to really be in relationship and to love someone else and to be able to love them freely, whether that means sex or no sex.
Okay.
For people of color, it's not a new thing for us. We've practiced this in one way or the other, even in the land, right? People know mostly of polygamy, right? So that's the man with the, you know, the bunch of wives. Mm-hmm. There's also polyandry, which is a woman with multiple husbands. And in many societies, that's actually how a lot of the cultures lived. It could have been out of survival. It could have been just that was the way it was. Mm-hmm. But a lot of cultures did live that way. When religion was brought to people and began to dictate how many people someone could be with, and in part to dampen the sexual power of a woman. Because if you dampen the sexual power of a woman, you also mess around with the man's power as well. And I know some people are like, what? Yes. And so now you have this idea of, well, it needs to be one man and one woman. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think if people are monogamous, that is a beautiful thing. I have been in monogamous relationships.
Mm-hmm.
People are polyamorous. That's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, the same principles still apply. You're still honest. You're still open with each other. You still have communication issues sometimes. Because it's like being in a monogamous relationship, but with multiple people, right? Because it's not this is a main person and I have a side person. It's not that. Now, different people have different ways of formulating their polyamorous relationships. And that's a whole other thing. I mean, it really depends. Any relationship depends on the people involved in it. Just like monogamous people arrange their relationship in different ways. But polyamory, for me, it affords me some freedom.
Okay.
I don't have to sneak and talk to one of my male friends.
Okay.
Right? Everybody knows who everyone is.
Okay.
I don't have to pretend like I don't love someone. Everybody knows that I love other people. So it allows me to be all of who I am without having to cut off parts of myself to fit into a relationship. Mm-hmm. And also to help someone else's insecurities.
I get it. So would you still carry that same mindset if you were to get married?
I've been married.
Oh, okay.
I was married. I got divorced in 2014. I wasn't polyamorous in my marriage, though my ex-husband and I did talk about it, and we talked about doing other things and opening up our marriage, but we just didn't do it. I did cheat on my ex-husband with one person. He and I did talk about that. But I do think that it's something that people need to be upfront about, and I think that that's difficult. I think more people are actually polyamorous than they think.
And they're willing to admit.
Because they're afraid of societal stigma and what are their friends going to say.
Well, what their partner may say. Yeah.
Right. They hide that part of themselves.
Yeah. I get it. So I'm not being selfish. So that's what it is?
Okay. Oh gosh, no. And you know, there are people out there like polyamory is better. It's more involved. They're like, no, it's not.
Okay.
No, it's not. Really, it's a challenge to be in a monogamous relationship, right?
Yeah.
Because it's just you and that other person. You got to find some ways to keep it, you know, spicy.
Right. Absolutely.
It's also a challenge in polyamory. It's not like I can just let it just die. Otherwise, the relationship will end. Just like, it's like having multiple monogamous relationships.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. That works. Speaking of spiciness, let's talk a little bit about BDSM.
Yes.
Can you tell the audience what it stands for and how it's incorporated into sacred sexuality? And I ask because I was recently introduced to it. And I'm like quite intrigued by it, you know what I mean? And I just feel like being that trusting of your partner and allowing different and newness, you know, and just explore different things kind of like opens you up, mm-hmm. which creates more power. I think it's like empowering. To experience that newness, you know what I mean? You know what I mean.
I do. I very much love kink. I think it mm-hmm. is amazing.
Okay.
So BDSM stands for, and it's like there's so many like different words to it, and it's funny every time I have to explain it, I always forget about it at first. Mm-hmm. BDSM stands for bondage, dominance, submission, slave, master.
Okay.
Sadist, masochist.
Okay. Okay.
Those are the general definitions for BDSM.
Okay.
50 Shades of Grey is not BDSM.
Okay. Yeah. Because a lot of people thought it was, including me.
Yeah. I read the books. I like the movies too. I like a good bad boy story, but that's not really how it actually operates in the BDSM world.
Why is that movie not representing it? What makes it different compared to the true essence of it?
So 50 Shades of Grey was a movie about a wounded boy mm-hmm. who underage was taken under the wing of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So really it's that she make her a pedophile.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Who then attempted to assist him in finding some equilibrium by introducing him to kink.
Okay.
Nothing wrong, and I can talk about some of the healing properties of that.
Yeah, most definitely, yeah.
But one would not take on that way of doing things in BDSM, in the kink world.
Gotcha.
So it was it was just a love story, and it was made spicy by the elements of BDSM.
Okay.
She wasn't a true sub, you know, mm-hmm. So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
BDSM can be extremely healing in the way that it helps people to find their voice.
Okay.
So if you, like I was, have experienced sexual assault, for instance.
Okay.
Being in the position of a sub, I've been in the position of a sub and I've been in the position of a dom.
Okay.
And everybody in the kink world is not one or the other, but these are the ones that I've had the most experience with.
Mm-hmm.
Being in the position of a sub, you get to decide. It's really the sub who's in control.
Interesting.
Right? The sub gets to say what it is that the hard limits are. The sub gets to say whether something is a yes or a no. The dom mm-hmm. is there to help fulfill the needs of the sub, and the dom gets pleasure from doing so.
Okay.
The sub relinquishes that trust to the dom. So it can be a very healing activity mm-hmm. to be involved in anything that's kink related.
Right.
So that's the healing sacred piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just the fun piece of it, pain can be pleasure. Mm. The way our brains are set up and the way that they're literally wired, mm-hmm. the pain and pleasure centers are one and the same.
Yeah.
And so when somebody's got a hand that's just against you.
Oh yeah, definitely, honey.
You know, the way as I explained it in one form, the way that feeling can reverberate up through the legs into the vulva
mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
it stimulates the nerves.
Okay.
It can be extremely orgasmic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's with impact play, which is what most people know, spanking and, you know, the belt and
the pleasurable pain.
Yes. Impact play. And it's not about abuse, like,
you know, right. Yeah. We're not thinking that way.
No,
we're not doing that. Yeah.
No. You get to say no, you know?
Right. I've heard of the term safe word, like safe words can be used, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of colors.
Okay.
Safe words can be forgotten in the heat of the moment.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I mean, if it's pleasurable to you, you won't even bother using it. You know what I mean?
You really won't.
And the thing about trust is that you're allowing your partner to you know pleasure you in certain ways to a certain level. So there's that right there. The ability to trust your partner and be vulnerable. That's pleasure right there. Yes. And that actually enhances you in your ability to be empowering, because you are, like you said, you're offering directions to your partner to go as far as they want to go or be as, you know. So yeah, I could see how that would definitely create some healing, you know. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's why I asked about it, you know, and to just experience it lightly. I mean, I'm not like all in it right now, but I've experienced like tads of it, like bits and pieces of it. And I can feel how empowering and how it can actually enhance your love life too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah. What would you consider is the best form of self-love?
That would be different for anyone, for everyone. The best form of self-love to me is living in your authentic truth.
Okay.
That's really the best way you can love yourself. It's not a particular activity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for some people, self-love is literally riding a bike. For some, it's reading a book.
Mm-hmm.
But it's staying home to read the book instead of going out with friends when you really don't want to.
Right.
That's self-love.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
And so it's being your most authentic self to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I find that my best form of self-love is saying no when I need to say no.
Mm.
You know, saying yes when I want to.
Yes.
Absolutely. Being bare, being vulnerable, being transparent, and not giving, you know, just zero fucks about what anybody say or do regarding my transparency. You know what I mean? I used to care about that back in the day, you know?
Oh, yeah, we all do.
More matured in that area,
absolutely.
The less I care, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mine is taking baths, especially lately. It's been, and not just regular baths, but bubble baths with
yeah.
like a bath tray and food and sparkling
Absolutely.
Water and just listening to an audiobook and just being
there you go.
Like it, I
there
make
you
it a
go.
Whole experience.
Yeah, there. Absolutely. Just yeah. like before you're making love, you should treat your bath yeah. water.
Absolutely.
Just like that. Yeah. What was the moment you realized Devi should be her authentic self?
Probably. I mean, it's cliche to say when I left my marriage. That's one of the moments, but I think
the most defining moment.
Yeah, I think one of the most defining moment for me was probably somewhere between 2015 and 2016, and I can't think of a particular thing that happened, but there was a shift in me. Well, I was asked to speak at a sacred sexuality retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And I had not ever spoken at a sacred sexuality retreat before. And I had not actually spoken out loud about sexual things. I was starting to like post some things on Facebook, but I was still like, you know,
my
mom and dad might see this stuff.
Right, you know? right.
But after giving that workshop, and it was on sex magic, after giving that workshop, it was like someone brought me home.
Mm.
And I realized that this was the path for me. And then I could see how all of my other paths led to this path that I am now on.
Okay.
So now this looks so strange. At first I was like, really?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I had to have been speaking at that retreat. Yeah.
It's amazing how we experience some opportunity, then that opportunity is to lead us to our true purpose.
Absolutely. I mean, it really is amazing to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of sex magic, someone probably out there heard, oh, what is that? Explain to the people what that is and what it does for us.
So, I mean, I say sex magic, you know, because it does sound pretty cool. And there are lots of people who do talk about sex magic and sex magic books. But all sex is magic. All sex is creation.
Mm-hmm.
When many of us speak about sex magic, we speak about tapping into that power and not not using it or extracting it, but becoming one with it, with our intentions, mm-hmm. so that we use that to create our life. And what I tell people is think of it like prayer with some physical interaction.
Right, right.
So your sex becomes your prayer.
Okay.
Okay. And so anything that you would say if you were on your knees, you know, mm-hmm. kneeling in your bed.
Yeah, we're able to pray.
Kneeling in your bed. Yeah. Same thing, but utilizing that sexual energy to move your intentions forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You don't have to have a partner to do that, no. right?
You do not have to have a partner to do that. You can do it on your own.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. What would we have to get rid of to create the life we desire?
Shame, guilt, mm-hmm. regret, fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Because a lot of that just really holds us back because we're fearful of what society says.
Yes.
No, some of us aren't accustomed to being fully open sexually and sensually because of our upbringing, what we were taught as children, you know, especially those people who lived in a very Christian household. You know what I mean? There's many factors. So yes. What would you tell or advise a woman who may be listening and wants to explore more in life, who's been like feeling constricted most of her life and wants to set herself free? What would you advise her right now?
Start masturbating.
There you go.
Because if you've been raised in a religious household, especially one that says your power is outside of yourself, you have to begin to learn and understand how you are already attached to that power. And so that power lives within you, as opposed to you seeking it through some other way. And the best way to begin to get in touch with the power within you is to explore your own body. This is your whole entire temple for prayer, mm-hmm. for communion right here, right? So when people go to a religious institution, specifically, you know, Christianity, you know, you're eating the flesh and you're drinking the blood, because this is your temple. Mm-hmm. And so I encourage women. I know there are a lot of women who did not start touching themselves until they were in their 50s.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Right?
They don't even know what their own vulva, vagina, their pussy feels like. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I would encourage women to start there. Understand how your lips work, you know, mm-hmm. inner and outer. Understand how your clitoris works. Mm-hmm. Feel the power that you have in the palm of your own hands without the toys.
That's an add-on.
But explore you first and then we can move forward. But that's
absolutely
the first step.
Absolutely. And before I move forward, ladies and gentlemen, I want to just shout out to everyone in the chat room because the chat room is bumping tonight. What's up to Miss Allison Grace, Faith Green, and Ava Joy? Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, y'all.
What is next for Devi? What's next for you right now?
What is next for me right now is an undertaking that I've actually tried to put off, but spirit keeps leading me to it. It is a container called Iya, which means mother in Yoruba, and it is designed for Black women who are ready to shed ancestral stories, ancestral trauma, mm-hmm. and for us to really step into the essence of our greatness. I'm tired of hearing Black women say that we're on the bottom of whatever someone's scale is and how we are the least protected and all of those things. And I really want us to understand that we are the mothers of civilization.
Come on with it.
Yeah. So it's really time for us to reclaim that power and to understand that we are God's source energy, goddess, whatever, in flesh.
Right.
And that's what that container is going to be about. It's 12 months, and anyone who's interested in joining can DM me and we can talk about it.
Okay.
I will be speaking at the Magical Mystic M. Rain, a wonderful woman on Facebook. She invited me to speak at her Magical Mystic tour.
Shout out to M. Rain. Yes,
she's amazing. Awesome. Her story is amazing. Mm-hmm. I will be speaking again at her expo in August.
Okay. Awesome.
I'm really,
awesome.
Really excited about that. And a possible retreat in Puerto Rico. So I'm just waiting to hear some final details about that.
Great.
I think that's it.
Okay.
But it's okay.
Awesome. And I, you know what? I am so honored to have had you on the show today. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your transparency. And I know there's plenty of women out there who's watching right now, who's trying to find her way, trying to become more open. And you have definitely shared some jewels this evening. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Shout out to Faith and Ava for
they I you know, they, room bumping.
Yeah, they've been around for a while. So I just want to show my appreciation to them and for everyone who joined in. But you know, they're always supporting. So thank
awesome,
you.
Awesome.
They're in my coven, my group that I have, my membership group.
Okay, tell us more about that before we let
I
you
know.
Go.
See, I always forget, right? Yeah. You know, no. So I have a membership group. It's called the Central Energy Coven. It is for women. And within that coven is where I house everything, all of my programs. I'll actually be going live in there tomorrow night, ladies, to teach a class.
Okay.
And I have 3 programs in there already for anyone who joins. It's 30 days of self-pleasure, yoni devotion, and central energy alignment.
Okay.
It's a safe space woman. It is not on Facebook. It is on a totally different network called Mighty Network. So it's very private.
Okay.
And if any woman is interested in joining the coven, she can DM me. I like to screen people.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
No.
Ain't nothing wrong with that at all.
I think that's it.
you think that's it now? You sure?
I think that's
okay.
It,
yeah. And one more time, just let people know where they can find you in order to become a part of these programs that you're offering. What are all your social media platforms, rather?
Yeah, so you can find me on Facebook under Devi Maisha. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Clubhouse, Twitter when I'm on there under Sensual Energy Alchemy. And you can also go to my website, sensualenergyalchemy.com. I've got a little video on there if you'd like to learn a little bit more about, like, where is she coming from with this? It's called Using Pussy as a Tool. So
okay.
Yeah, you get some idea of what I'm about. And my DMs are open.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, thank you so much for joining me today. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everybody who's tuned in live and joined us in the chat room, or will tune in later when you hit the replay button. Remember to join me same time, same place next week. And remember to live life in color and in high definition. See you next time, beautiful people. Take care.